on the tidal formation of dark matter-deficient galaxies, by Goggia et al. Previous studies have shown that dark matter-deficient galaxies, DMDG, such as NGC 1052, DF2, hereafter DF2, can result from tidal stripping. An important question, though, is whether such a stripping scenario can explain DF2's large specific frequency of globular clusters, GCs. After all, tidal stripping and shocking preferentially remove matter from the outskirts. We examined this using idealized, high-resolution simulations of a regular dark matter-dominated galaxy that is accreted onto a massive halo. As long as the initial, pre-infall, dark matter halo of the satellite is cored, which is consistent with predictions of cosmological, hydrodynamical simulations, the tidal remnant can be made to resemble DF2 in all its properties, including its GC population. The required orbit has a pericenter at the 8.3 percentile of the distribution for subhalos at infall, and thus is not particularly extreme. On this orbit the satellite loses 98.5% of its original dark matter, stellar mass, and thus evolves into a DMDG. The fraction of GCs that is stripped off depends on the initial radial distribution. If, at infall, the median projected radius of the GC population is roughly 2 times that of the stars, consistent with observations of isolated galaxies, only approximately 20% of the GCs are stripped off. This is less than for the stars, which is due to dynamical friction counteracting the tidal stirring. We predict that, if indeed DF2 was crafted by strong tides, its stellar outskirts should have a very shallow metallicity gradient. This was, on the tidal formation of dark matter deficient galaxies, by Goggia et al.